Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
About 20 minutes left to go in the program here on this Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham alongside Anthony Haney. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock talking Terps with Mike Loxley comes your way at that point. Right now, though, I want to go out to the guest hotline for the second time this show where we find frequent visitor of the program, our pal Dalton Wasserman of Pro Football Focus. Give him a follow on the X app at PFF_Dalton. And make sure you check out the PFF College Football Show with him and Max Chadwick. Dalton, what's going on, brother? How are you, man?
Not much. Another fantastic weekend of football coming.
Yes, indeed. He's super-duper excited for it. Can we start at the NFL trade deadline, if we can, Dalton? The New York Jets purging their rosters, what some are describing it as. You cover the draft extensively. You know how deep, how difficult it is to find blue-chip players at the cornerback spot and at the defensive tackle spot. What do you make of their willingness to part ways with really the two best pieces in their core?
Yeah, I think, honestly, it's brave on the part of their general manager, Darren Mooji, but I don't think he would have done it unless he felt like he got fair or better value for these guys. When you look at the package that he got in a return for both of those guys, Sauce Gardner for two first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell, a potential maybe future starter at receiver a lot of people believe in, you look at that as pretty similar to the return that the Rams sent to the Jacksonville Jaguars back in the day for Jalen Ramsey. That was 2 1s and a fourth-round pick. So if you're going to trade a premier player like that, you've got to get a premier package back. And then I actually love the Quinnen Williams trade. When you consider his age, 28, going on 29 years old, and the Jets really being a long-term project as a team, and the fact that they got a second-rounder this year, which will be a top 50 pick, and a first-round pick in that 2027 class, those are going to be coveted picks. And now they have three of them. That is a loaded class. The Jets aren't just playing for this year's draft. It's next year as well in 2027.
I think it makes sense. A lot of people are assuming that they're going to try to package that ammunition, Dalton, to find the long-term answer at quarterback. Obviously, they had a trial and error this year with Justin Fields. Would you go try to acquire the quarterback via the draft, or is there a veteran out there that intrigues you potentially for them?
Personally, with where the Jets are at in their timeline and really, once again, at the beginning of a rebuild, I would draft somebody. I would find, look, if you think you have a franchise quarterback in this 2026 class, then fine. If not, you move on to 2027. Maybe it's somebody like Julian Sand from Ohio State. Maybe it seems likely that Arch Manning is staying at Texas for another year. You get him in that 2027 class. Maybe it's, DJ Lagway can turn it around. Dylan Raiola, somebody in the next 2 years I think you have to draft. I wouldn't package these picks together. They gave up premier pieces to get those picks, and I just don't think somebody like a Kyler Murray or a Tua Tagovailoa would really turn this franchise around. I think you got to look for a young, draftable franchise quarterback sometime in the next 2 years.
Speaking of young, draftable franchise quarterbacks, we have seen a pretty extensive look here at Dylan Gabriel over the past several weeks. Browns coming off of their bye, 1-3 record as the starter. How would you assess his play to this point, and how long do you think we are away from potentially seeing Shedeur Sanders? Would you go that route based off the way Gabriel's performed?
I don't think it's been great. I thought his first start against Minnesota was okay, but otherwise, I mean, that Browns team just has issues pushing the ball downfield anyway. They have arguably the worst offensive line in football. They also have probably the worst receiving core in football. But Gabriel, some of the decision-making the last couple weeks has not been great either. I don't know how much longer it'll be, and honestly, I think the Browns are going to beat the Jets this week, so maybe a win buys them some time. But I think at some point you will see Shedeur Sanders by the end of the season, just so the Browns see what they have in him on the field in a game setting. But they very well could be looking at a quarterback again in the first round of this year's draft because they have two first-round picks in 26 as well.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens up there in Cleveland. We'll go from one peculiar quarterback situation, Dalton, to another. Arizona, Jacoby Brissett, we got to see him up close here in Washington. A guy that's just – if I was a coach, Dalton, I'm taking him everywhere I go. Everywhere he goes, he seems to produce when he's put into these situations. No one's willing to give him the keys – as a long-term starter, when you look at what's going on right now in Arizona, would you be looking to move on from Kyler Murray here?
I think so. I mean, I've been kind of discouraged by the way he's played for the most part the last year and a half. He was kind of hot and cold last year, and this year there just seems to be a reluctance to push the ball, either a reluctance or I should say maybe an inability to push the ball downfield despite having some good weapons out there. You saw the way that Marvin Harrison played this past Monday. Trey McBride's one of the best tight ends in football, and Kyler just seems to struggle pushing the ball downfield, and that's what Brissett's doing, and that's why that offense looks better. Look, I mean, for 2026, the dead cap and everything with the salary cap is going to hurt, but beyond that, you pretty much can get free from Kyler Murray's contract. So I don't know if it would be in a trade or maybe a post-June 1 cut or something like that, but I think the Cardinals are starting to look towards the future here beyond Murray. That would be my guess.
What do you think about the coaching Kyler's received since he's gotten to Arizona? Is this a situation where you think he writes his story and has a Hollywood ending somewhere else, or are you down on the potential of him being a franchise signal caller here?
I think the problem, too, is you just look at the number of injuries that he's had and lower body injuries that he's had. And such a big threat with Kyler Murray has always been the rushing, right? The read option, the design run game, the scrambling. Even this year, it felt like the scrambling was the best part of his game. But what happens if and when he loses a step or, you know, even a half step pretty soon here as he moves closer to 30 years old and he's struggling as a passer anyway? I think he could still be serviceable in the right place. Maybe a change of scenery would be good for him. But I don't think I would hitch my wagon into trying to win a Super Bowl with him, to be honest.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Apply,
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That's with you.
Dalton Washington, Pro Football Focus, joining us right now here on the Burgundy and Gold today. Let's go from the NFC to the AFC. Patriots and Bucks this weekend, man. New England passed their second test of the season, got their second signature victory of the year this past Sunday against Atlanta. This week, they're tasked with going down to Tampa to take on the Bucs. How do you think they fare in that one, and are you buying them as a legit contender in the AFC?
I think, the record showed, I think it could be the best football game we have this weekend. When you talk about New England being red hot on offense, and I love the way that their defense is starting to come together. And Tampa Bay, look, they're trying to get a little bit healthier, a little bit of time. Obviously, Mike Evans is out for the year, but any of these games that Baker Mayfield plays in, you're going to get a lot of entertainment. I think the big battle here is Todd Bowles, the Bucs head coach and defensive play caller, is so notorious for confusing young yes. quarterbacks and putting them in a bind and really just making them delay. You know, you remember last year's game with the Bowles in Jaden Daniels' first career game over there was really a little bit lost against that defense, right? And then you saw the rest of the year that Daniels had. I'm curious to see how May reacts to all of the exotic things that Todd Bowles can throw at him. If he does that, I think New England can get out of there with a win, but that is a tough task for a young quarterback.
1 o'clock p.m. Sunday on Fox, Ravens at Vikings. We're going to talk about a game that's got massive importance for both of these two teams. Minnesota trying to build off of last week's big win against Detroit, and then the Ravens, they're in playoff mode already. What do you think about that matchup? How do you think it goes?
I'll give you something to watch for. I know the big story was Lamar Jackson's return, and he has to carry him back. But I'm telling you, since this trade they made for Alohi Gilman, and they put Kyle Hamilton kind of sniffing around the box more, made him kind of this hybrid linebacker in-between type guy, their defense has looked better in recent weeks there in Baltimore. They've given up less than 100 rushing yards in three straight games. I think their defense could go into Minnesota and step up and stop a unit that's been really inconsistent this year, right? They've had injuries, the quarterback situations. J.J. McCarthy's only making, what, fourth career start, right? They've struggled to run the ball. I really think the Ravens defense is quietly starting to get it together. If that continues, they can go in there and get a win. And obviously, you have a healthy Lamar Jackson back, and he looked really good throwing, what, four touchdowns last week. So I think the Ravens can come out of Minnesota with a win. I like their chances.
I want to ask you about two quarterbacks, top two quarterbacks from that 2024 class. We'll start with Caleb Williams. Bears have won 5 out of their last 6. Your thoughts on what you've seen from him this year, and do you think he's got what it takes to really end that drought there in Chicago of not having a guy?
The talent is obviously there. I thought he played his best game of the year against the Bengals. With the grain of salt that comes with that is that, well, it was the Bengals, right? So everybody's looked really good against Cincinnati. So I think this is really a big game for them to not have a letdown against the Giants this week. Get yourself to 6-3 because the second half of the schedule is really tough. What I do like is that Ben Johnson is really starting to get his hands on the meat and potatoes of his offense. So running the football, the offensive line looks better. The play-action game is working. So I like lately that the game is not just all in Caleb Williams' hands like it was last year under the old coaching staff. Ben Johnson is really running this team the way he's supposed to. And look, Caleb has his flaws and he's a little bit streaky, but I like the way that Ben is guiding him through it right now.
Commander's Twitter was on fire yesterday. Kurt Warner in his study ball series did a breakdown of Jaden Daniels versus the Seattle Seahawks and pointed out some things that folks here in D.C. didn't like. A brutally honest assessment from Kurt Warner. Just looked like a quarterback that was gun-shy against Seattle. And when you think about the, you know, weapons being in and out of the lineup for Jaden Daniels and him being in and out of the lineup, you understand why maybe it's been difficult for him to establish a rhythm. Just your thoughts on what you've seen from him in his sophomore year. And I don't know how much you've been able to watch of him, but the thing you liked the most and the thing that can – I don't even want to use the word concern, the thing that you think he needs to build on moving forward.
I mean, I don't think there's any sort of talent issue or anything where it's like, oh, Jaden Daniels is bad now. I don't think that's the narrative. And I love the way that Kurt Warner studies these guys and explains things, right? When you talk about, hey, this year the execution just isn't quite as high when it was at its highest level last year. And to me, a big part of it, not just for Daniels, but the entire offense, is just the fact that Terry McLaurin's been in and out of the lineup. And he's really the one consistent vertical threat that takes the top off. And it's not just that, oh, it helps the passing game and those big plays where you get the go balls one-on-one. That helps the run game too, right? You make safeties respect a guy like that who's one of the best deep threats in the league. We know how much the Commanders love to run the ball and how important it is for them to run the ball and be balanced. When you don't have McLaurin out there and there's not a whole lot of this other speed at receiver, Daniels can't make the big plays. Everything's tighter to the box. The running game doesn't work as well. So I really think that's something that set their offense off more so than even, and Daniels, has he struggled a bit? Yeah, but that's in part because I think McLaurin just hasn't consistently been out there with the injury, you know, the practice time before the season, the contract negotiation. Everything's just kind of a perfect storm of not great right now there for the Commanders, but I think that's the biggest one for their offense is just the in and out of the lineup for McLaurin especially.
There are about 8 or 9 two-loss teams. Who do you think's the best?
Oh, wow. Whew.
That's a tough one for you on the way out the door. Look,
I almost got to remember them all off the top of my head. I think Philadelphia's got two losses, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you still got to believe in them. I mean, Indianapolis, despite a bad week last week, but even with six turnovers, they still only lost by seven in Pittsburgh, and they just got the best corner in football, in my opinion, in that trade with the Jets, right? And Sauce Gardner. And well, I mean, look, that New England team, you know what? They're young, and a lot of people want to go, oh, they haven't played a whole lot of great teams in this, but hey, the way Drake May is playing, I'm not putting anything past them. And the last one, actually, I know, you know, they just had the big win over the Commanders, but mm-hmm. the way that Sam Darnold's playing,
yeah.
how are we supposed to doubt that? He's the highest graded quarterback in our PFF grading right now, Sam Darnold. He's unbelievable. So, I mean, you got a lot of teams really on equal footing right now. It's going to be a fun home stretch here to the playoffs.
I was about to say, man, buckle up for the second half of the NFL season. It gets underway tonight, Vegas in Denver. From Denver. Dalton, we appreciate you as always, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
As always, appreciate you.
The best talking NFL. Our pal Dalton Watson in Pro Football Focus. We'll take a quick timeout. We come back. We'll go through some picks and pick Thursday Night Football. Vegas in Denver. Broncos looking to move to 8-2. We'll preview that one next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.